This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
This is News Radio 1070 WINA, Coy Barefoot with you, and we're honored to be talking with Vice Presidential Candidate Senator Joseph Biden. Senator Biden, first thing I want to do is congratulate you on your nomination. And let me ask you about Virginia. This year, Virginia is something of a swing state in this national election. No longer totally blue or red. It's become something of a purple state. Now, there are those on the left and the right who've already made up their minds. But most Virginians, like most Americans, are in the middle. They could go either way. So what is it that those independent swing voters in this swing state need to hear from the Obama-Biden campaign to cast their votes for you?
Well, how we're going to revive the middle class, how we're going to give hard-working middle-class people who play by the rules an even shot, how we're going to make sure that their qualified child is denied a college education because they can't afford to send them there, how we're going to make sure that when their company is inclined to go abroad because of the tax incentive to leave, that we give them a tax incentive to stay. How we're going to make sure that they have health with regard to health care by allowing them into the same system that every congressman and senator has to be able to buy their way in like we do, reducing their costs, and for those that don't have to provide it. So I think we're going to do it by affecting their daily lives. Just every day, the things that make a difference, whether they're able to put bread and butter on the table and even keep their house in this mortgage crisis.
We're talking with Senator Joseph Biden, a candidate for vice president of the Democratic Party. Senator Biden, the selection of Sarah Palin as a vice presidential candidate for the Republican Party clearly has great meaning to the conservative base. Some pundits have even said that her selection has accomplished what John McCain has heretofore been unable to do, and that is secure the base of his own party. What should that mean to independents and Democrats, the nomination of Sarah Palin?
I think independents should look at Sarah Palin, Governor Palin, just the way they look at me, and find out whether or not the positions we hold, our vision for how we think we have to move this country, are ones that they're comfortable with. When I thought she was very impressive last night, the governor, but I was impressed not only by what she said, but what she didn't say. She never mentioned the phrase health care. She never mentioned education, early education, or college assistance. She never mentioned anything about the middle class. The words never parted her lips. And so I don't fully know what I assume her positions are the same as John's. And you know, Coy, firsthand, John truly is my friend. I'm just not saying my good friend from. He really is my friend. But we've had serious, serious policy disagreements without personal disagreements our entire career. And so I'm assuming she must share the same views that John does on the economy. And if that's the case, the essential point is that it's going to be four more years of the last 8 years of economic policy with only slight diversion. So I think they should look at whether or not what we stand for and what we want to do for them is what they're comfortable with. They should look at me and look at Sarah Palin the same way.
We're talking with Senator Joseph Biden. Senator Biden, as you know, I was raised by Strom Thurmond's chief of staff, a man that you know well and with whom you worked for many years. And I want to say that my dad has had for decades a great admiration and respect for you, even though you and he did not share the same political party affiliation.
That's exactly right.
Growing up, there was always a distinction in my house between the word Democrats, which was honestly sometimes said with great frustration, and the name Joe Biden, which was always said in my house with admiration, indeed, in the spirit of friendship. Now, many Americans may not know that behind the scenes in Washington, you have been on countless issues, the epitome of bipartisan leadership. What should that mean to voters, and what would it mean in an Obama administration?
Well, look, your dad is one of my great friends. Your dad was Strom's chief guy for a long time, and as you know, on his deathbed, Strom asked me through his wife, Nancy, to do his eulogy. And I was proud to do it, even though we had strong disagreements. And look, one of my jobs as vice president, if we win, and I hope we will, I believe we will, one of my jobs will be to do what I've been doing my whole career, trying to bring that same bipartisan spirit across the aisle to help America move. There's nothing, we're not going to be able to get a health care plan for all Americans without getting Republicans to join it. We're not going to be able to deal with providing better access to college without Republicans to join. We're not going to be. This is not, and I know what people think it's corny when Barack says it sometimes on the right, but this is not a Republican country, a Democrat. This is America. And one of the things that your dad and I always worked together on, even when we had real philosophic disagreements, is how can we move average people's lives forward in a way that sounds corny, but that keeps the American dream alive? Because we were both raised, your dad was raised the same way I was, which is that if you work hard, if you put in your time, if you treat people with respect, you can make it. And that very thing is fading right now, and it's not the fault of Republicans alone or this president alone. It's just happening. We got to change it.
Senator Joseph Biden.
Good talking to you, Coy.
Good talking to you. Thank you, sir, so much. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.